Okay. Now, what does this mean to you in relation to education?
Well, it's that means in education we mentioned going to college and finishing college, 4 years at least 4 years. And I guess that'd be considered good education, huh? The old saying, going first class, it take a little longer, but the reward's a lot greater.
Don't you think that it's getting to the point now that college is getting more of an emphasis than it ever had?
Yes, it sure is, but the things that are going on in college, I'm not able to send mine to college, financial aid. And my son, I think he's going to make a career out of high school. But we've got, she's shorter and better here at Rome and now Florida Junior College.
Mm-hmm.
If I were going to send my kids to college, I wouldn't send them off to stay away from home. I'd send them right here, or I wouldn't send them. Well, the development that goes on in colleges, because they can fall into traps and be ruined within the first few weeks. It's terrible. No, they all don't get into the dope, take dope, or maybe even drink, and all that sort of thing, but it's got to be such a terrible thing now to go to college. And the jokes are now, you know, go to college to learn to write, and stuff like that. I don't know what they learn, but that's what it seems they learn the most, is to be bad guys.
There's a lot of it, a lot of trouble on the campuses.
Oh, my son came in with an F recently. He would have made passing grade on that subject, English. But he played hooky one day. And that day they had a test. And my wife called the teacher that night, because she'd called the teacher a few days before that to find out what he had made on the test earlier, and she didn't know. Says, if you'll call me over this weekend, says, I'll know. So I'll remember and let you know. So she forgot that weekend, and so one of her neighbors died. So the community's kind of upset, you know, so she happened to think about it on Monday night. So she called the teacher, and the teacher wanted to know, said, what was the matter with Alan today? She said, why? She said, nothing. She said, why? She said, well, he wasn't in class. So she called another teacher, and he wasn't in that class. So she asked him questions, says, what did you have in cafeteria today to
being
eat?
Sneaky.
He told us, oh, we had roasted chicken and beans. Says, the beans are no good. Chicken, pretty good. And he had best excuses made up. So I pinned him down. I told him, I said, I know you weren't in school. I wasn't sure you didn't attend some classes. We just knew of two. I said, I know you weren't in school today, Alan. I said, where were you? I said, now you better make it light on yourself and tell the truth to start with. And he admitted he spent the day on the river. He rides with two other boys, and they all were feeling bad that day. They said they all had bad colds, and they, on the way to school, they decided they would just go to the river and spend the day.
To the river, because they had bad
colds. Yeah. So he missed the test. And by missing the test, he made an F on the average for the period. And the teacher found out, you know, he played hooky. So she told my son and the other two boys, they are called the Three Musketeers.
Okay.
Told them in the class. So told them before the class that the reason they made the F. They played hooky. Says, we don't give tests over when people play hooky. So he's been restricted ever since, except I did let him go deer hunting the two times. He's still trying to live it down. But last year he failed three subjects.
Oh.
I decided to get real tough now. And besides skinning them alive with my belt.